Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Sherwin-Williams Summer Sale is here. Get 30% off select paints and stains or 35% off our newest product, Emerald Symmetry, July 17th through the 27th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
You know what the best part about sleeping in the middle of your bed all by yourself is? Nobody's snoring.
Oh, I thought you were going to say nobody can hear you crying.
That was such a good burn. I got to give you that one.
Just kidding.
Who are the Misfits? Carrie Byron. Tori Belleci. Together more than 20 years, having fun together.
Hey there, Mythfits. Welcome to another episode. I'm Carrie Byron.
I'm Tori Belleci, and happy Monday. Happy Monday, Carrie.
Did you do anything fun over the weekend?
I set off a lot of illegal fireworks. That was fun.
You got leftover fireworks?
I have leftover fireworks from 4th of July.
And, always have leftover fireworks.
Yeah. But man, the drones, oh my gosh, they are like, people are still getting tickets from 4th of July because the drones were out in a vengeance. Like, people are getting popped with like $1,500 tickets. And a lot of people were hiding. Like, what they were doing is they put on a helmet and they were riding motorcycles, lighting the fireworks and taking off. So the drones couldn't identify who these motorcycle riders were because they were taking the license plates off.
Wait, so how are the drones? This is very interesting. So this is like some facial recognition software. Like, how are they giving tickets to people?
So the way it works is when, you know, they have the drones up in the air, and it was crazy because there was maybe like six or seven of them, and you could just see the little blinking lights. And so they're just hovering. And then as soon as fireworks will go off, they will jet over to that area and just monitor who the person is. And so what they do is they follow that person into whichever house. And it doesn't even matter if they don't live there. Whoever's house they go into, that address gets hit with the fine.
Wait, okay. So are they using the heat sensor cameras, like the FLIR cameras, to find out where the activity is?
I'm not sure what they're using. I mean, I'm sure it's probably like some kind of night vision lens because, you know, how would you be able to identify people at night? But they're getting them. It's crazy. Well,
I mean, there's a lot going on right now with people getting their faces scanned and facial recognition. And there's so many conspiracy theories from like your iPhone is taking your face, or like the speed cameras are taking your face and they're creating a database. And there's so many conspiracy theories. I actually started getting some stuff in my feed about how to hide your face because I go to some of these hacker conventions and stuff. And there's a pair, I think they're called Vader glasses.
Are these the ones that they have like little LEDs, like infrared LEDs?
So normally when the night vision is looking at your face for facial recognition, they can see through your sunglasses so they can still see your eyes and your face. So people are trying to wear baseball caps and you can wear the masks, but like you look a little like, you know, Unabomber scary when you've got all that stuff on. And then they can see through your sunglasses so they can still see your eyes. So I started getting marketed these sunglasses that like completely black out. So that's all you can see is blackness. So you can actually hide your face.
Ooh, that's cool.
See, those are the sunglasses. It's really weird.
They're like Men in Black sunglasses.
Yes. And then I saw another guy who had a cowboy hat with a bunch of LED lights underneath it. So it shaded his entire face. Like, people are really getting into this. All right, so check this guy out. He's got this like disco ball cowboy hat. But when you look at what he looks like from like the flock cameras, it obscures like his whole face. It like reflects down so you can't see anything.
So it's basically little tiny mirrors all over the cowboy hat, and those little mirrors are reflecting the infrared light and obscuring his face. I love it. That's so brilliant.
Yeah, he's got like lights on the inside too. It's like a light is flashing down at his face, and the mirrors are helping do that.
Because the mirrors are reflecting the IR light.
Yeah,
it's just blowing out his face, so it's like his face is glowing white. That's rad.
And he gets to look super Burning Man disco cool in his hat. Actually, that cowboy hat, it reminds me of something. So I was hanging out with Tracy Fenara. She's a scientist. She's a really cool woman. And in fact, she was on The Search.
Yeah,
do you remember that show? I actually didn't watch it, but I really love Tracy. You know, we're just kind of talking about stuff. And one of the people who was on The Search ended up being a founder of a company from an invention that I feel like might have been inspired by Mythbusters. So this kid, he's a grown person now, Ken Nowak. He came up with this idea where it's basically like an array of mirrors up in low orbit that reflect the sun at such an intensity that it drives a beam down onto Earth and can make it daylight, like at night.
Oh,
so it's
crazy.
Basically like you can DoorDash some daylight. So all of a sudden you're like, hey, I'm still shooting out here. God. Can I just have it be daytime for a couple hours? And like you can pay them to just make this mirror array, which it must be freaking huge.
Could you imagine what you could do with that? Like if you had like you wanted to get revenge on your ex and you're just like, nah,
it's
just keep it daytime all the time.
Well, I mean, okay, so this is such a wacky idea. And they got like $20 million in their seed funding for like just out the gate for this idea. Like,
and he came up with it on the show? No.
No, well, doesn't it sound a little...
Yeah, it like, reminds me of the Archimedes death ray.
Doesn't it sound like Archimedes death ray?
For sure.
It does, right?
Yeah.
I know. It feels like it's Mythbusters inspired. Did you also know that he got kicked off the show because he lied about being over 18?
And, no. How did he snuck onto the show underage? How did he do that?
Come on. Those producers, their vetting process wasn't that great. I mean, they hired us.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. You think that you're paying somebody, you're going to do like some background of social security number. I don't know.
Yeah, That's pretty
clever. This guy's a clever guy.
Seems like a very clever guy. Let me show you what it looks like.
What if you could order sunlight the same way you order food delivery? That's exactly what a California startup called Reflect Orbital is building. They're launching satellites equipped with ultra-reflective mirrors that bounce sunlight from space down to any location on Earth, even after dark. Need light for an outdoor event at night? Power for your solar farm after sunset? Want to light up a construction site or a disaster zone with no electricity? You open the app, pick your spot, and sunlight gets delivered.
That's crazy.
You can book it in 3 miles.
Whoa.
Is that insane? I mean, it's a crazy idea. I mean, we talk to a lot of people with crazy ideas. I remember Rob Meyerson with his like moon harvesting experiment. Like there's some really, really crazy ideas out there. This one in particular, I think is going to piss some people off.
Dude, I can instantly see how like construction sites, they're going to be like, all right, we're just going to keep working all through the night. Like we got sunlight. We're not losing daylight. That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, also, there's entire areas that want to stay dark sky. Like, you have to turn off your lights at, like, 9 p.m. if you're in Sedona. Like, there's a lot of advocacy around, like, too much light. And I was thinking, like, what are the implications for night creatures as well?
Yeah,
like,
it's going to mess up
what about
their
the ecosystem
patterns. They're going to be screwed.
Circadian rhythms. I mean, we already know people go a little nuts when they got too much daylight.
Leave it to humans to make the world a weirder place.
Does your feed get as many wacky inventions as my feed does? I think it's just because who we are and what we search. Like, I get glute exercises, funny animal videos, and weird inventions.
I get a lot of AI stuff because I'm always just kind of curious. You know, I like things grab my attention. I'm like, oh, what is that? Okay, that's AI. In fact, I got to pull up this one video. It reminded me of when Jamie and Adam were testing Ninja Myths, And Adam built those float feet, those float shoes. So she, you know,
oh, for like walking on water?
Walk on the swimming pool water. This video popped up and I was like, that totally looks like something we would do. I want to build these things and test them because you look at them and you're like, oh, that'd be so cool to build. But then you watch the video and you're like, 100%, that's AI.
Maybe if we can get enough people that follow us and we can actually fund a show where we build stuff.
Yeah. All right. So check this out.
Oh, okay. So this guy's jumping down on water in what looks like little wakeboard shoes that are just inflatable.
No, wait, watch the beginning of the video. They're like floaty shoes, like inflatable
They're boots. They're like inflatable boots. Oh, my God.
And now she's just running across the ocean. How ridiculous is
that? That's not real.
But I mean, that would be so easy to build those and test them. And it would be hilarious.
I would even test those. I feel like I would be the one that would be like, okay, I'll take this one that doesn't look that dangerous. I came across my feed. Somebody invented Crocs gloves because Crocs aren't ridiculous enough. On your feet.
Oh my God.
You know that movie, Idiocracy?
Yeah.
Crocs weren't like a big thing. And they had chosen Crocs as wardrobe because they thought it was so insane that nobody would wear them.
Right.
And then they became super popular.
They got a cult following.
Look at Croc gloves. But they are fingerless gloves. So
Carrie, I can't. That's going to be your style. You'll be wearing those next podcast, I bet. I don't get
it. I love me some fingerless gloves, but I don't think I'm going to cross over into Crocs gloves. I feel like I'm not going there. I'm not going there.
What is the purpose of these
gloves? There is no purpose. It's just so that you can make something ridiculous because that's what comes up in my feed are ridiculous, ridiculous inventions.
So there's no practical use for these gloves. They're just, it's because it's Crocs. Make some gloves out of Crocs.
Well, do you remember the guy, like the very first viral app in the app store? It was like 2008-ish, and there was a magician named Steve Sheridan, and he used the internal accelerometer inside the iPhone to create an app called like iBeer.
Okay. Oh, and right. Like,
literally, it just made a pouring and drinking sound of beer. I mean, they had all sorts of goofy apps like this. You had like a lighter that you could hold up when you were at concerts. But the iBeer was $2.99 in the App Store. This was when they were all new. And they were making like $10,000 to $20,000 a day. He made millions and just was like he retired. Like that's all he did was come up with that one goofy app. And back then, like people were just throwing out any kind of idea. We're just trying too hard.
Do you remember the one? It was it was an X-ray of a hand.
Yes.
And so you would put it over your hand and it looked like you're like, look, there's a new app that you can X-ray your hand. And people were totally believing it. And you're like, dude, how dangerous would that be that you're just waving this X-ray machine around?
Grant did that to me.
It totally worked. It completely fooled everybody.
Grant did that to me because he was like one of the people that had an iPhone first. You know, like Mythbusters started. We didn't have like the full awesome iPhones yet. And Grant's like, look, it X-rays your hand. And I was like, whoa.
Yeah. I remember Adam. I remember so Adam was running around doing that. He's like, look, I got this X-ray. Like, what?
Oh my God.
That's nuts.
If we had just come up with something simple like that back then, man, we would have been millionaires.
What about just getting the domain names? I have friends who became millionaires just by buying up domain names like Chevron.com or Nike.com before the .com like took off. And they were just selling them for like millions of dollars. I feel like we missed that boat. We were too busy heads down building crazy stuff.
Up all night grinding metal trying to make dumb prototypes that will never be used. A slapping machine.
We're so hyper-focused on ridiculous stuff that we missed the big opportunities.
Yeah, we could have marketed an actual slapping machine. Made it an app. So, you know how in my feed is basically just like exercising and animal videos and inventions? So I am obsessed right now with this seal in Tasmania called Neil the Seal. Have you seen this? It's a
giant seal
that is just like, there's like property destruction. It's like they're rerouting traffic around it because it's decided it's just going to terrorize people in Tasmania.
If you're not familiar with Neil, he's a giant elephant seal that visits Tasmania every year and has decided that human civilization was simply furniture built for his personal use. After his first couple of years of chaos, wildlife officials relocated him 70 miles away, but he kept coming back. He's an adolescent that seems to seek interaction, so he wanders onto city roads, follows people, damages property, knocks down whatever he pleases, and blocks people from accessing their own homes or vehicles. It's Neil's world. He's basically a 3,000-pound toddler that runs the town.
That Dude, is terrifying. That thing was chasing people across the street.
3,000-pound seal just terrorizing the city. Doesn't that sound...
Smashing cars. Sounds like a horror movie.
It's so awesome.
I just love it.
Put that in your feed and such adorableness will come up because it's got the face of, you know, my dog looks like this seal, like that sort of pity kind of look, little staffy face where it's like these big giant eyes and like so cute. But he's huge. He's giant.
See the terror? Did you see the terror on that person's face getting chased across the street?
Well, yeah.
That thing will kill you.
It's 10 times his size.
It will kill you.
Oh my God. I can't believe it's real. That just doesn't seem real. I love that. As somebody who is a sleep hacker, I love Bull & Branch sheets. One, they're soft, they're breathable, and they're built to get better over time. So we're not talking about those kind of like cheap sheets that start pilling. Like they're really, really, really soft. They transform your whole bed. In fact, you can transform your whole bed with like waffle blankets or pillows or a comforter. They've got everything. And if you got somebody you love, Bull & Branch sheets are a really good gift because everybody likes a good night's sleep. Upgrade your sleep with Bull & Branch. Get 15% off your first order plus free shipping at bollandbranch.com/mythfits with code MYTHFITS. That's Bull & Branch, bollandbranch.com/mythfits. And code MYTHFITS to unlock 15% off. Exclusions apply.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
So I invested in this company years ago, and it's starting to get bigger and bigger. It's called Proto. Have you heard of this company?
No. What is this?
It's a hologram machine. And what's cool about this, they built it for, like, if, you know, you need to talk to somebody in another part of the world, you have this giant box, and it projects a hologram. And so you can communicate real time. Now what they're doing is they're scanning people. They have like William Shatner, and they can outfit him with AI so you could talk to him and reminisce about things that happened on Star Trek, or he could speak in different languages. And Howie Mandel he's also an investor in this, and he is like pushing this big time.
I mean, I remember on White Rabbit Project, we did a thing with holograms and like, oh God, it was so dumb for us to profile tech because the technologies that we were profiling were instantly outdated by the time the show even came out.
Yeah.
But it was like, oh, you could have Tupac live in concert. But it was just like a bunch of mirrors, you know? It was like a Disney effect. It wasn't like a full-blown hologram.
It's more realistic. It's not like Princess Leia in Star Wars see-through. Kind of a hologram. It's in this box, but it just, when you're up close to it, it looks like a person is inside the box. Like it, you know, it's weird.
So what are the case uses for this? Is this like in your house? Is this like novelty? Is this like, so you're going to...
There's a few applications. One is like for Walmart. I think they've ordered some as greeters, right? Or, you know, having them throughout a store where it's like, hey, if you need any help finding anything, and because it's AI, a lot of these are AI driven, you can ask like, where is this size in, you know, I need this, whatever product, they can direct you. So they'll have these throughout the stores as greeters and helpers. Another use is definitely for like companies. I know what you're thinking.
Yes, adult content. People are only going to use this for adult content because that just that just tracks.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, they're like, if you're having a meeting with somebody, you know, if there's like, you want the CEO show up to the boardroom and they can come in virtually.
And just make it AI and just call it in more.
It's funny how adult content always pushes the boundaries of technology.
It drives innovation. It's the reason that we have VHS versus Beta. It's the reason that we have like 3D cameras.
Like... And then Blu-ray versus HD. It was because the adult entertainment industry went with a certain format that format outperformed the other one. It's crazy.
Yeah. Adult content always drives innovation. I'm pretty sure that all of those AI fembots that everybody's creating, they never make them ugly old men. Have you noticed that? It's never a hefty, balding kind of ugly old dude. It's always like somebody who looks beautiful, blonde, and could be an OnlyFans model. You and I are constantly talking about science driving science, fiction driving science. Like there's just this recycling loop. I personally now want to just go touch some grass because... man, I don't like any of this.
I know.
Tori, not all science fiction becoming real totally freaks me out. Do you remember in like the original Total Recall? I mean, I feel like this is like a moment.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite movies of all time.
Do you remember there was a point where this woman was like changing her nail color by just touching it? And she was like,
he comes into the office and she's just like, oh yeah, totally. So wait, are you telling me that that's a real thing now?
That this has become an invention.
No way.
Yeah. Check this out.
We're not affiliated with NASA and BL Origin by any means, but our founder worked for Blue Origin as a rocket engineer. And we had some NASA people that we knew from consulting work that helped us develop this technology. What this is, it's a digital display technology that's on your fingertips. It's the world's first digital beauty product the world has ever seen. And what it does is it changes each nail of their press on nails. And each nail changes over 400 colors with an iPhone app and our magic wand.
That's cool.
It's cool. That guy is not the storyteller for this, though, because I'm telling you, as someone who gets their nails done all the time, great. I get what it is. But the minute you say press on nails, I know.
He lost you?
He lost me. Because unless that's going to be durable enough, I can actually wear them because... I'm an active person. Like if it's something that maybe you're just going to wear on a night out and you want to be like, oh, look at my trick. Ding, 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 ding. Sure. Kind of fun. Totally impractical if like I can't, you know, do dishes and like fix things. So yeah. I'm not, but you know, if it was glamorous and just going out for a night and I wanted like shiny nails that change colors. And
you can have dentures that do the same. You can have like glowing dentures.
Like, a little like one not gold
pretty,
tooth
that's
that like.
Pretty inventive.
But it is just one of those things. It's like, I bet someone was watching Total Recall and they're like, I think I could make that. Like, I think I could make that real.
Yeah, no, I love that. There's so many things from movies, TV shows where it's like, those were the inspirations for modern technology. All right. So Carrie, this one is, you're going to like this one because, you know, you like a good burrito, don't you? You go to the Mission and get a burrito.
Like, yeah.
So this guy, I love these inventors because it's like, they're solving a problem that I feel like it's not really a problem, but when they build their idea, it's like, oh, that's really cool. Like, I will never use it, but I love that you figured out a way to solve a problem that I didn't realize we had. It's a nozzle that you shove into a burrito and you squeeze hot sauce through this 3D printed nozzle and it equally distributes hot sauce throughout the burrito.
Something I never knew that I needed.
Exactly.
A hot sauce injector.
until you see it, then you're like, oh yeah, I needed that. I didn't realize it till now.
You're a child of the 80s. Did you grow up with the vodka watermelon?
Yeah.
We had hypodermic needles in a drawer that, you know, that my mom would squeeze vodka into the watermelon. So when you cut it, it was vodka watermelon.
Yeah. Well, when we used to go on class trips, we would take oranges and fill those up.
You would take liquor oranges?
Yeah.
You created the original Buzz Balls, Tori. Right there. If you had patented that idea right there, you'd be a gazillionaire because that kind of exists now.
And the other thing we used to do is we used to take Capri Suns. And we'd squeeze half of it out and then fill the rest up with vodka. So you have like a homemade like wine
cooler. If any children are listening, do not follow in Tori's footsteps. Underage
don't
drinking
do what
is
I
never
did.
Okay.
I was a bad kid.
And speaking of new inventions, we are always excited to hear when our MythFits audience start their own businesses. That's why we're excited to partner with Shopify. I mean, the MythFits audience, they're generally makers, they're entrepreneurs, they're inventors. So obviously they're going to start their own businesses. When you are starting any business, like there's so many elements that you need, especially if you're growing. Shopify checkout makes it easy for returning customers by saving their details from the first purchase. Just one tap and they're already done. And because Shopify handles the setup and the checkout, you are MythFit business owners out there. We'll have more time to focus on your growing business or listening to podcasts like The MythFits. With Shopify, nothing stands between your idea and a real business. So go make it one. Start your free trial at shopify.com/MythFits. Start that free trial with shopify.com/MythFits.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Now it's time to test your memory. Carrie, you ready to test your memory?
What do you mean?
Remembering, we're going to play this game, and it's trying to see which invention came before which other invention. Which came first?
Ooh, I love a game. Okay, what do we got?
All right, so you guys can play along at home. This one is, which came first? Virtual reality headsets or DVDs? And we don't know the answers to these. The producers put these questions together, so we're finding out just like you guys.
I'm going with the VR headsets. I think VR headsets were before DVDs. I don't know. I feel like I've seen some weird contraptions that probably were virtual reality. But I also feel like there have been a lot of movies where they've kind of depicted it. So it must have already been a thing. Do you remember Strange Days? It was like a weird headset and you could relive somebody else's memories. Anyway, I feel like VR headsets came first.
I'm going to have to agree with you because it's like right now I'm going, DVDs came first because the Oculus Rift didn't come until much later. But I'm sure somebody had a virtual reality headset that never took off way before DVDs. So I'm with you. Nice.
Okay.
All right. You're up, Carrie.
Next question. Which came first, the emoji or Google? Now, what counts as emoji? Is it going to just be the little cartoons? Because do you remember when you'd kind of create a picture when you would send it to somebody because it'd be like dash, dash, dash. And then the next line would be like dash, circle, dash. And like you would just kind of make like a face,
right.
But it would be through a bunch of different text messages
Those
on your
like
little
early
flip
stages.
Phone. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Does that count as an emoji?
I don't know.
So if that counts as an emoji where you just kind of made the pictures, I'm going to say emoji came first because I don't think Google was out till like the late.
Yes.
Really late 90s?
Yep. I'm going with you. Emoji came before Google. Yeah. Yeah. That came way before Google. Very interesting.
Or a year before Google. But in technology terms, that's way before.
All right. This next one, which came first? Robot vacuum or iPhone?
That's easy,
Robot
dude.
Robot vacuum or iPhone?
This is easy, and I will tell you why.
Okay.
Long before I had an iPhone, Jamie had me in the shop working on his version of a Roomba because it was a little robot that, you know, was supposed to sweep up the floor, and I was taking apart brooms and like gluing the bristles.
I remember that.
Right? To these
stupid things.
Turning bits. Yeah. So we were, he was trying to invent the Roomba and then the Roomba came out and he was like, man, he was, in a very unemotional way, not the way I was about to describe it, but he's like, Yeah. So we scrapped that project because it came to market before he invented it.
Could have been the Heinemann.
Yeah. We were inventing it in the shop. So definitely that came before the iPhone. He had all sorts of crazy inventions. Do you remember the earplugs? They were also earrings.
No.
Like this also exists now. They're earrings that at the ends are earplugs. But Jamie invented them because he's like, you know, for like moms that don't want to hear their crying babies. And I'm like, Jamie, that's not how this works.
That guy is
when the babies are crying, it's because they need us.
He has no
emotional. Not to just like, you know what? It's if babies cry, you put in these earplugs.
He has no emotional.
I loved it. It was no, he's like in his mind, that's practicality. Like, okay, noise.
No, but what I'm saying is like the baby's crying. That's like your cue to like, what does it need? Does it need to be fed? Is it in danger? He's like, just shut that noise out and go about your day.
He's got a real soft spot for dogs. If it was a dog, he'd be like, yeah, but a baby, maybe not.
When did the iPhone come out? Was it 2008?
I think the iPhone came out in like the mid-2000s because we were working on Mythbusters in the shop in 2002 is when we were messing with the Roomba.
There was only a way to find out how ironic I'm using an iPhone to find out when it was invented. This is
ask it when it was invented.
Oh, I was close.
What is it?
What's your guess?
Mid-2006?
Close. It was January 9th, 2007. I remembered it 2008 because we were at Dragon Con and one of the ghost hunters had just gotten an iPhone and it was 2008. And I was, that's where
so
my brain
cool.
Was. Interesting. All right. Cool. All right.
Yep, 2002. That tracks because Roomba came out while we were inventing it in the shop. Okay. What is the next one? It is what came first, the flying car prototype or the frozen pizza?
Huh. Wow.
What do you think, Tori?
I don't know. I'm going to say frozen pizza.
I feel like flying car prototype because, I don't know, like all of those kind of inventing the future kind of documentaries or cartoons, I feel like they've always
before
been trying to make
a
flying
pizza,
car.
Like pizza's been around forever.
Yeah, but nobody was freezing it. Who was freezing it? Like frozen pizza?
When was the freezer invented? Because that would help us.
You think the minute they got a freezer, they're like, you know what I want to freeze?
They're freezing
freeze
everything.
The pizza.
They're freezing
freeze
everything,
the
Carrie. They're like, freeze everything. All right. So you say flying car prototype. I say frozen pizza.
Mm-hmm.
What is the correct answer?
Oh.
What? Interesting. However, what if somebody took a pizza to the Antarctic and it froze.
And they're like, this is brilliant.
Some Italian was traveling, he was exploring. He brought his pizza, it froze.
Tori, you know what would be even better that you should invent is a flying pizza. Let's put these two together. Why don't you have a drone deliver one to me right now because I'm super hungry.
Remember we were going to do that with Pachis?
Oh God, yeah.
So Carrie and I were investors in this pizza company in San Francisco. This is back in the late 2000s, like 2012, maybe 2010, somewhere around there. And one of the ideas from the founder was delivering pizzas via drones. So you could just call up, order your pizza, and a drone would drop it off. That was like way before now they're doing these things.
That is way ahead of its time. I think that would have been super successful on, you know,
all these flying pizzas.
All right, here's another one for you guys. What came first? The touchscreen phones or laptops with Wi-Fi?
Huh.
Laptop with Wi-Fi. I feel like a laptop with Wi-Fi came first.
These examples are so, like, they seem so obvious that I feel like they're designed to trick us. To your point, yes, laptops with Wi-Fi seems like they would come before the touchscreen phones, but I bet it's touchscreen.
But it could be trickery.
I think
so. Are you going with
touchscreen
phones?
First.
Okay, you go with touchscreen. I'm going with laptops with Wi-Fi. You're right, Tori.
Yes.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Interesting. Well, how'd you guys do? Did you do as horribly as Carrie and I did? Actually, you did pretty well.
I did pretty well. I only got one wrong on this one, I think. I think I only got one wrong, which usually is not the case. Usually you get them all right and I get them all wrong. I feel like we all have like a personal story with how our relationship with money was created. Like it goes back to how your parents, were they savers? Were they budgeters? I mean, my mom was a coupon clipper, but my dad was definitely a wild spender. So I kind of ended up in the middle myself.
What's your relationship like now?
With money?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot better now that I'm single.
You like it?
I enjoy money. Yeah, yeah. Am I good at budgeting? Not so much. I'm not the best at it. I could be a lot better at it.
Well, Carrie, you're in luck, and so are you guys, if you're listening, because we have just partnered with Monarch. Monarch helps you set goals, map out big purchases to see if you're actually on track before it's too late to adjust.
You can ask Monarch's AI assistant questions about your own finances, like, how much did I spend on my travel last summer? Or can I afford this trip without touching my savings?
Monarch's AI weekly recap can flag spending spikes, net worth shifts, and upcoming expenses so you can actually understand what's happening with your money.
Write your own money story with Monarch.
Use code MITHFITS at monarch.com to get your first year of Monarch Core half off at just $50.
That's 50% off your first year at monarch.com with code MITHFITS.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, Tori, we have a game. It's called Myth or Legit. You guys can play along at home. Tori and I do not know the answers to this. Our producers put this together. It's basically, is this real or is it not? Myth or legit?
More games. I hope
yes.
You guys like
okay.
These games.
These are inventions. Are they real? Myth or legit? Is there an app that lets you rent someone's unused refrigerator space by the hour like an Airbnb for fridges? Myth or legit?
Oh, whoa, that's because I know they have, you can rent out a garage. I'm going to say that's legit.
I mean, I know that there's a lot of industries like this, like Uber Freight. If there's room in the freight, you can rent out a part of it. I've done sort of like an Airbnb for swimming pools. You can rent out a swimming pool when people aren't using them. I've done this.
That's,
I know.
Don't pee in the pool, please. Yeah, right.
So I'm going legit. I feel like maybe this is actually possibly real because it's so absurd.
It's a myth.
It's a myth.
Not yet an invention, but a very good idea.
Well, guess what? With all of the rolling blackouts that are happening these days, Tori, I think we have a business plan. It might be a myth now.
I guess, like, logistically, how do you, like, hey, can I come over and get my milk?
It'd
be
like
a logistical nightmare.
Yeah, I mean, sure, so but
how could we fall for that one?
Sure.
How could we fall for that one?
Because all these games are always making us silly. So, yeah, it makes sense. And but with all the things you can rent these days, a little extra space in your refrigerator. I guess I don't really have that much space in my refrigerator.
If you think about it all the way through, yeah. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
All
okay,
right.
Next one.
Did someone invent a helmet for chickens?
Why would a chicken need a helmet?
Why would
you invent a helmet chicken?
To get his helmet.
He needed to protect his chicken head.
I mean, are chickens having that much trauma to their heads that they would need a helmet? I don't know. I'm going to say that's a... See, it sounds so ridiculous. This is my point. The producers are coming up with questions that are designed to trick us. It sounds so ridiculous that it probably is true, but I'm going to say it's a myth.
I think that it sounds so ridiculous that I'm going to go with it. It is true because I want to see a chicken in a helmet, and I'm hoping that we have a picture of a chicken in a helmet.
This is legit.
We do have
a picture of a chicken in a helmet.
Oh, my God.
Why?
What in
Why does a chicken need a helmet? She's putting a little helmet on a chicken. I don't understand.
How does it stay on
that? Has got to be for a novelty. You know what? You know, those look like those little football helmets the novelty helmets that they used to have when we were kids. Do you remember the little novelty helmets?
Totally.
I think they're just trying to stick one of those on this poor chicken.
But I mean, is there an actual...
Chickens don't need helmets, guys.
They were invented to protect the chickens' heads from other chickens pecking at them in tight coops.
Interesting. So it's designed to protect them from other pecking chickens.
Wait, they're only going to peck each other when they're all up on top of each other. Let's free range them and they don't need helmets.
Oh, insane. Carrie.
Chickens don't need helmets.
I like where your heart is.
Free the chickens.
How the heck do you keep those helmets on?
That's ridiculous. That is ridiculous.
All right.
Somebody's okay. Probably making $1 million off it like it's eye beer.
All right. Next one.
Did someone invent a pillow that uses AI to stop you from snoring? I'm going with abso-freaking-lutely. I don't know. I think it would be nice to have something that slowly stops the snoring so it doesn't wake you up. And I feel like it's real.
It's real? I think it's a myth. That just doesn't seem...
I'm going with legit.
Okay.
This is legit. There is a pillow. It costs $800.
Pillow.
It has four compartments and it inflates each compartment and it detects when you are snoring so that it will inflate a compartment that will position your head to, you know, into like opening your airflow more.
Let's get them as a sponsor on this show. I need one of those.
You need an $800 pillow that like pushes your head around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe I'll get one in case someone sleeps over. Because you know what? You know what the best part about sleeping in the middle of your bed all by yourself is? Nobody's snoring.
Oh, I thought you were going to say nobody can hear you crying.
That was such a good burn. I got to give you that one.
Just kidding, Carrie. Yeah. Anyway, I can't believe that. I'm shocked that there is such a thing, and I'm annoyed that I'm doing so terrible at this game right now.
All right, what's the next one? Did someone invent a $3,000 AI self-driving stroller?
That sounds legit.
No! Nobody's going to let their baby be driven around in a Waymo stroller? That's insane. Would you let your baby get in a self-driving stroller? I don't trust AI.
I mean, if I was walking alongside of it, have you seen the remote-controlled ones?
Well, but that you've got control still.
Which is even scarier.
I'm going to say that there is no such thing as an AI self-driving stroller. I'm going with myth.
You're doing really well at this game, so you're probably right. But I'm going to say it's legit.
No one wants that.
It's legit. I will show you a man testing the limits of said $3,000 stroller.
Oh, okay. What?
I'm sorry. No.
Oh, the baby just went over the edge. This protects babies from... Oh, so this is a safety precaution so that if the stroller gets away... from the pusher.
Wait, I don't understand how this works. It's AI.
Oh,
what's the
rad.
AI testing? Whether it's near you or does it just stroll around your baby?
No, it's controlling the stroller itself. So he just let go and the stroller's still going. So the stroller can't get out of control and take off. And then your baby's in trouble.
Hey, Tori, have you ever had one of those circumstances where you've got your baby in your stroller and it just goes wildly out of control?
No.
But, no, that doesn't ever happen.
But I just saw this video and something could happen. It's like I've seen the golf bags. Have you seen those?
I mean, I would trust my golf clubs a little bit more than I would trust my baby in an AI stroller. That is ridiculous. And I think I do not endorse that invention. $3,000 strollers are already too much. And they always come with like an emergency brake that there's like a band you can put around your wrist in case it... For some reason, I don't know, you pass out and your baby rolls away or...
I like it. I think that's a cool invention. But I love the golf bags.
I do not
bags,
endorse.
The remote-controlled golf bags where they just like follow you to the next hole. I love those. Those are rad.
Why are you trying to do this, Tori? You're trying to give all of these jobs to robots. Caddies. You want like pizza delivery guys out. Like you're trying to replace us with robots.
I'm not.
I feel like you are.
No, not at all. I'm just saying.
No, I'm going to be an Android.
I just think it's a kind of cool concept. All right, Carrie, you ready for another myth or legit?
Give me an invention. What ridiculousness do we have now?
Did a startup invent an umbrella that predicts where rain is about to hit and automatically adjust its position?
Okay, so you're holding on to an umbrella and where the rain is going to hit, it like moves so that it doesn't... You know, from like the wind direction.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like that's too crazy. I feel like that's something that could be real. I'm going to go with it's a, I think it feels like something Jamie might make. Feels legit.
I'm going to say it's a myth because it's like, does
why would you need
really
that?
Are you really that lazy that you can't just turn your umbrella into the rain?
This is a myth, but someone hasn't invented an umbrella that predicts where the weather is, but someone did prevent a hands-free umbrella.
Oh. All right.
Okay, so
this is a myth.
I've seen this.
But have you seen these guys? Canadian engineer creates world's first hands-free umbrella.
Yeah, it's basically like a drone umbrella that just follows you around.
That's hilarious. That's rad.
Yeah, sure. If you're out in a field and you're walking by yourself and nobody else is around, that sounds great. But I'm a city girl, and there is an entire dance you got to do with your umbrella where it goes up, down, around. You got to, like, not poke people's eyes out. Like, the umbrella just above you, there's no way it's going to go under scaffolding. So great invention if you're just, like, you know, walking around the fields. But I don't think it's going to work for me. It's not going to work for me.
Have you seen the one? It's like a backpack.
An umbrella backpack.
So you don't have to hold onto it.
No, I've got this really awesome invention. It's called a hat.
That doesn't cover your shoulders.
It does if it's a big old Breakfast at Tiffany's hat.
But it turns out running in the rain is better than walking. So many of you guys were like,
suckers!
Dude, I've been walking through rainstorms my whole life because of you guys. I'm like,
should have watched the revisit.
We revisited it, and it turns out we were wrong.
And on that note, guys, all these inventions have been so weird. Please send us any weird and wild things that are in your feed, inventions, topics, animals gone rogue. We love this stuff. Please keep coming back to us. Like, subscribe, follow. The more people that follow us, the more likely we are to be able to come back here every single week.
Yeah. Stay weird.
Stay weird, Mythbits.
Real weird.
Mythbits out.
Pioneer.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.